Happy Maundy Thursday to everyone. It's great to be with you as we center ourselves around the table of grace. And I would like to encourage you to fill out your registration on the attendance pads if you didn't hear that before. We are gathered here, and we thank God for being present with us. Let us now join together in our greeting found in your bulletin. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I invite you to stand as we sing our hymn of praise, "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silent," page 626. Please be seated. I invite you to join with me in the confession and pardon found in your bulletin. My sisters and brothers, Christ shows us his love by becoming a humble servant. Let us draw near to God and confess our sin in the truth of God's Spirit. Most merciful God, we, your church, confess that often our spirit has not been that of Christ, where we have failed to love one another as he loves us, where we have pledged loyalty to him with our lips and then betrayed, deserted, or denied him. Forgive us, we pray, and by your Spirit make us faithful in every time of trial, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. But Christ suffered and died for us, was raised from the dead, and ascended on high for us, and continues to intercede for us. Believe the good news. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God.
Let us all bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Mysterious God, you call us to your table, to a meal prepared for those who are weak, hurting, sin-filled, full of despair, with anxiety, and living day to day in a world full of violence and hate. Yet the gifts you offer to us at your table are life-giving, fill our stomachs with humility, renewed hope, and a life dedicated to your purpose and love. May we this evening vow to ourselves to always remember who it is you are, our Lord. May we this evening be inspired to tell others of your table of grace where all are welcome and can encounter the holy. We cling to you for guidance and transformation of our life into something new and filled with your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
beautiful. And now let us bow our heads as we bless our offering this evening. God, you gave everything. We know that. We've read the story. We've heard it preached. We've heard it and seen it exemplified in life, in friends and family who have given their lives to you. Lord, help us to know that in Jesus we can hold nothing back, that we offer everything to the glory of God. Amen. I invite you to remain seated as we sing our hymn, Beneath the Cross of Jesus, found on page 297.
Thank you.
Amen. We now turn to our scripture passage this evening, which comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22, verses 7 through 23. Hear these words as they are read aloud. May they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us that we may eat it." They asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for it?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there." So they went ahead and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed." Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Oh, I remember that wonderful smell of my mamaw's fried chicken every time I would go down to my mamaw and papaw's house in Redwater, Texas. That smell would just enter into every room of the house, and it was such a comforting smell, such a welcoming smell, and of course, as soon as you smelled it, your mouth started to water, and you started to dream of how delicious the meal would be. It was a welcoming way of showing hospitality. Not only that, but there was always plenty to share around. I'm sure many of you have similar stories and fond memories of wonderful dinners, perhaps most of them around Thanksgiving, Christmas time, smelling that turkey when you arise in the morning as its smell has pervaded the entire house. Or perhaps you've had family members prepare delicious desserts, and they too have given you a sense of comfort, peace, family, love, and welcome. You know, food is not a foreign thing to Jesus. Feasting with others was not something that was unusual. And feasting in others' homes he didn't know was not unusual. This Last Supper, where Jesus is gathering with his disciples to celebrate the Passover, this individual who's opened their home must be honored to do so. But this was kind of the protocol that Jesus had. If we go back to the Gospel of Luke in the early chapters, we read a story where Jesus sends out 70 of his disciples to different towns. And they're basically going there to celebrate God's kingdom, to share the news of what Jesus is talking about. And when they go, they are to be welcomed by strangers and hospitality. Be welcomed with food, rest, welcome. And so all of these disciples are familiar with Jesus' love of food and community around the meal. Let us think about what it might mean for Jesus to eat at our table. Now, let's just really think that Jesus was sitting in our dining room having a meal that was prepared. Now, are we going to act more proper, more manneredly, eat a little bit slower so we don't make a fool of ourselves because we're gorging ourselves on something delicious? Perhaps we wouldn't even touch the food because we were too busy listening in on the wisdom Jesus might share. There is significance to what sets apart all the meals that Jesus had with his disciples and this last one. The tensions are at a breaking point than they have been before. It's the Passover. And Jesus has been going on and on that this is it. The table is set, if you will, for all to come as it should. It's remarkable to think, though, how Jesus is connecting this Passover meal to something transformed. As you remember, the Passover was celebrated where the Israelites put blood on the doorposts, signifying for their safety when the angel of death would come. And as the Israelites escaped Egyptian captivity, they took that story with them as a sign of remembrance, a sign that God was there, a sign that God redeemed them and sought them out of that slavery. And here is Jesus again signifying blood on another doorpost, but in a different pattern, where all of that sacrifice will go to celebrate a new covenant, which is about forgiveness, renewed life and faith. And suddenly, these ordinary elements of bread and wine that almost all of the world knows as common become extraordinary. They become for us a sign of the presence of God with us. Recently, I shared communion with one of our homebound members. And we got to talking about the Last Supper and what we might share if it was really our Last Supper. And we were having a hard time figuring out what we would pick because we both loved food so much. Were we going to go with Mexican, pizza, a steak, fried chicken from Mama's house? That Last Supper was so much more than we can really ever fathom. But when we are drawn to the table, we have an opportunity to experience the mystery that God is present, that Jesus somehow welcomes everyone to this table. No matter what sin you've done, no matter how many times you've tripped up or have fallen to your weaknesses or temptations, Jesus welcomes you forward to the table of grace. No matter what someone else says about you that is eating away inside your hearts, you are welcome, and Jesus welcomes you to the table of grace. No matter how hard this world gets, and no matter how fast this world speaks venom and hatred to us, Jesus welcomes us to this table of grace that makes a difference. We are met with the Holy Spirit. And I seriously want everyone in this room to approach the table of grace in this way, to consider it in this way. When you come forward in a few moments and you're served by me, Reverend Mary, or Kevin and Lita Anglin, who are our communion stewards tonight, don't see us. See the face of Jesus. See the hands of Jesus offering you himself, offering his grace to you freely. Soak it in. Savor this moment as we hopefully from this day forward will remember and be changed anew as we go out in the world and proclaim God's kingdom. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. I invite you to turn in your hymnals to page 13 and 14.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds for the sacrament of Holy Communion. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. From the earth you bring forth bread and create the fruit of the vine. You formed us in your image, delivered us from captivity, and made covenant to be our sovereign God. You fed us manna in the wilderness and gave grapes as evidence of the promised land. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. When we had turned aside from your way and abused your gifts, you gave us in him your crowning gift, emptying himself that our joy might be full. He fed the hungry, healed the sick, ate with the scorned and forgotten, washed his disciples' feet, and gave a holy meal as a pledge of his abiding presence. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father God, now and forever.
The ushers will direct you forward, and that is a time in which you'll come and receive the bread and the cup. We do have an offering plate that will be placed in the middle that will go to our community fund. We encourage you to give to that as people come to our church in need, and we can help provide assistance to them. We do have a gluten-free option tonight. If you need that, just let your server know. And again, this is a table open for all to receive the love of Jesus Christ found in the bread and the cup. Amen.
So much.
Let us pray. Holy and gracious one, we thank you for this mysterious meal we participate in and have an assurance wash over us that you are present. Present in the bread and the wine, that it may transform us, that by your grace we may leave this place ready to share your gospel. Amen. Let us stand as we sing our closing hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, found on page 298.